This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. Our show's, of course, live 6A to 6P, Monday through Friday. Today, Tuesday, August 12th, we're going to be live at Champ Camp. Eagles back on the practice field tomorrow. Cleveland Browns in town for joint practices. So, big week for the Eagles as they get set for their second preseason game. And we are now, what are we, 3 weeks away? This Thursday will be 3 weeks until the season opener. Of course, September 4th against the Dallas Cowboys. All right, big news yesterday and a real sigh of relief that the Eagles get on Landon Dickerson. So the news came down yesterday afternoon that it was a meniscus injury for Landon Dickerson. Now, when that news came down and then the first wave of it was that the Eagles were seeking, you know, multiple opinions on how to proceed with repair and how to proceed with treatment, your first thought goes to worst case scenario, which, of course, is Landon Dickerson would be out for the season. Last year, J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, had a meniscus injury right around this time of the season, and he missed the entire year. Jalen Ramsey, corner, now, of course, different positions, different kind of agility necessary, but a star corner for the Dolphins then, now he's on the Steelers. He had a meniscus injury last July, and he didn't return until about week 8. So now we have Landon Dickerson here. And then when the news came down, you start speculating, thinking about all these different things. We know the history of meniscus injuries with Joel Embiid and the Sixers. So then your mind goes to like, oh, let's hope this isn't that bad. Well, the news came out, excuse me, a little bit afterwards that the Eagles were proceeding forward with a procedure soon, I imagine the next couple days, to repair Dickerson's meniscus. And it is expected to be a minor procedure, and he is considered week to week to return. Now, before I dive into where I think Dickerson ranks on the indispensable list for the Eagles, let's go through this. This is great news. He is a critical player, and the fact that he could return for week one is a tremendous success and a tremendous piece of news for the Eagles. Now, I will put the caution, and I will put a little bit of, let's just hold on a second here for week one. Again, week one is 3 weeks from this Thursday. There, you know, I don't know exactly when the surgery is happening, today, tomorrow, Thursday, whatever. He's going to have surgery this week. Let's say he has it on Thursday. 3 weeks from the surgery feels like a very short period of time to come back and play in a game. They have extended rest post week one into week two, where they play at Kansas City in week two. That feels way more reasonable to me. It also wouldn't surprise me if he misses the first couple weeks and he returns that third week of the season at home against the Rams. And again, these are still very good scenarios compared to the worst case scenario. But do I expect Dickerson in the field week one against Dallas? No. I mean, I would love that, and it'd be a remarkable timeline. And this guy has beaten timelines before. Remember, he was hurt when he was drafted. And I remember the video of him doing cartwheels out there as he's rehabbing and all that. So he's a unique athlete, and he may have special healing ability. And we've seen that, you know, in minor things. He comes off the field, he's limping, hobbling, and looks bad, and then all of a sudden he's back. So nothing would surprise me, but I would – nothing would shock me, but I would be surprised if he's on the field week one. I think week two at Kansas City is a way more reasonable expectation to get Landon Dickerson back in the lineup for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, now that we know he's going to be okay and this isn't a season-ending thing, what I think is now top of mind is, all right, you felt something, I felt something, we all felt something when the Dickerson news came down. And that's because he is close to an indispensable. In fact, he is one of those guys you would put in that category of indispensable. So I'm going to dive in today the 10 most indispensable players in the Eagles. And when I say that, I mean this, that if they lose this guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Or these guys. In the order that I have them ranked, it'd be the most crushing. So if you're 10 on this list, it's not no big deal if you get hurt. If you're 10, and there's also an 11, a 12, a 13, we're just not going to list those, right? So these are the top 10 most indispensable Eagles. They're all really important. If you make this list, you are super important. You know, and then everyone else from there is more replaceable. I think there'd be a better chance they could get by. If they miss these guys, you start thinking about wins and losses being impacted, not just quality of play, not just schematics, not just certain plays you could call or can't call. These are wins and losses players. And I had a little difficulty with one position in particular that I did not have anyone in my group, and maybe I should have, but I feel comfortable with the way I formed the list. Let's dive into it. We'll go 10 all the way up through 1, most indispensable Eagles. Number 10 is Zach Bond. You might say, Joe, that's too low. Zach Bond has to be higher. He's coming off an All-Pro season. And initially, I thought the same thing, and I wanted to put Zach Bond higher. But the Eagles, and we keep hearing this from everyone we talk to, keep seeing it at camp, saw the preseason game, the Eagles are as deep and talented at inside linebacker as they have been in a long time. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that Jahad Campbell and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. are ready to be what Zach Bond was last year. I don't believe they are. But, you know, sometimes indispensable isn't just the quality of player, it's the quality of the depth behind them on the roster. And the Eagles have assembled very quickly here pretty outrageous inside linebacker depth to where if Zach Bond, and he has been banged up this preseason in this training camp, went down or he wasn't the player he was last year, they have other guys that could play. In years past, when the Eagles had a good linebacker, there wasn't much behind that good linebacker. And that started to change here with Vic Fangio. Last year, they had that depth behind Bond and N'Kobe Dean with Oren Burks and Jeremiah Trotter Jr., and those guys helped. This year, the depth is a little younger. It's not an Oren Burks, but this year they have Smail Mondon, who seems like a very advanced inside linebacking prospect. They have Jeremiah Trotter Jr., who's bigger and just more advanced in year number two as a Philadelphia Eagle. They have a first-round pick in Jahad Campbell. They have Dean, who we hope will come back at some point during the middle of the season. So I thought about putting Bond higher, but I have Bond at number 10. Number 9, that's where I've landed Dickerson. And I made my list, and I was like, maybe it was too low. I mean, I might even want to move him up by the time I'm done this podcast. I'm going to keep him at number 9. Look, he's a great player. I mean, he's one of four guards in the NFL to have made the Pro Bowl in each of the last three seasons. Last year, when running directly behind Landon Dickerson, Saquon Barkley averaged 7.1 yards per carry. Think about that for a second. 7.1 yards per carry. A remarkable, remarkable figure. He is as good of a run blocker as there is in the NFL. He's a road grader. He's a leader. He is I think, an engine of their energy on the field. You've seen those games where he's kind of leading, breaking them down before the game, and the way he talks and fires his teammates up, I'm a huge fan. Dickerson at number 9. Number 8 is Cooper DeJean, and really has become one of the ultimate Swiss Army knives in the NFL. We're talking about a guy that at times reminds you of Malcolm Jenkins, at times reminds you of Brian Dawkins, at times reminds me of a late career Charles Woodson. He's that good of a player. They've been calling him All-Pro on the practice field this summer, All-Pro Coop, as A.J. Brown would say. He's that great of a player. Already, number 8 is Cooper DeJean. Number 7 is Quinyon Mitchell. I go back and forth with who's a better player, Quinyon or Cooper. I think they're both going to be excellent players. I think they're both going to be all pro players. And their ability to take another leap this year is why I still think the Eagles' defense, even with a lot of questions and a lot of losses, can find their way to a top 10 ranking. Because those two are that good. And with Quinyon, he looks like he's taking a leap so far this summer to where he's shutting people down. I mean, it's hard for Jalen to get completions over him, regardless of which great receiver he's lined up against. He's going to travel more this year. I think he's ready for that assignment to become a true number one corner. He's number 7, and the Eagles, we know, have some questions on the outside, so you can't overstate how important he is. They lost Quinyon. It'd be an adventure on the outside. Number 6 is A.J. Brown. Now, Brown has been higher on these lists before, but I do think last year, and there were some quotes from AJ recently about how he had to have his knee drained twice during Super Bowl week. He did not really provide much in the postseason. He had the big catch down the sideline against Washington, but Super Bowl-wise, he wasn't dominant. Rams game wasn't dominant. Packers game, not dominant. He was struggling to get open down the stretch of the season. I am starting to wonder if his body is breaking down a little bit here. There's a hamstring injury this summer. There was a hamstring over last year, the knee at the end of last year. I'm starting to wonder how he's going to age. He's a big-bodied wide receiver. Now, could he transform into more of a late career Anquan Boldin and still put up a bunch of catches, just less explosion as his career ages? I think he can if he can stay on the field. I think he could be one of those guys that knee drained, no practice all week, goes out there 6 catches, 65 yards and a score, and he helps you win the game. But I think his transition from top 5-ish wide receiver to a number 2 with amazing pedigree, like Boldin became, is probably going to happen sooner than we want to admit. He's number 6 on my list. Number 5 is Jordan Mailata. Really, last year, show that consistency, that excellent consistency that we've been waiting for. It's there. He's a rock. Number four, and you might think he should be higher, and I think I'm being fair putting him at number four, is Jalen Hurts. You know, we had a discussion last week on the midday show after the preseason game where Tanner McKee lit it up against the Bengals, if the Eagles could still win, a requisite amount of games to make the playoffs without Jalen Hurts. I don't think they could. Now, maybe last year's Eagles could have, because that was as good of a roster as there was in the history of the franchise when you added it all up by the end of the season. But I don't think this year's team could. There's some holes at corner. There's some holes at safety. There's question marks in the pass rush. There's now an injury, although hopefully not severe, and we don't expect it to be severe, to Landon Dickerson. I don't think they're as great as they were last year. And if this Eagles team, 2025 Eagles, lost Jalen Hurts, I don't know if it's more than an 8 or 9 win team. And it's a testament to the roster they could even get to 8 or 9, but at a quarterback of Jalen Hurts' caliber. He's 4 for me. Most teams, the quarterback's going to just default and be number 1 if the quarterback is good. Jalen's obviously a good player. I am at number 4 because the roster's so good, and I think they could survive but not thrive without Jalen Hurts. They wouldn't make the playoffs, but he's 4 for me. Number 3, Saquon Barkley. Saquon was just the difference maker last year. The offense revolved around his legs. I don't think it's going to change. I know there's this idea that, a guy that has that many carries, he falls off a cliff the next year. Maybe. That could happen. But there's also been moments in NFL history where running backs have had back-to-back heavy workload seasons and have dominated the league. Marshall Faulk or Terrell Davis. And then that itself will have a cumulative effect. And maybe the year after this and the one after that, that's when we start to see Saquon's decline. I've seen nothing this summer being at practice, and I'm on my way to practice right now, that tells me that Saquon is going to be anything less than special this year. He's number 3. Number 2 is Jalen Carter. He's the sun, the moon, and the stars for this defense. You take him off this defense, I don't know how it would function in close to the same way. He played so many snaps last year. He is such an interesting player because sometimes you watch him in a practice or a game, and you're like, what's all the fuss about? Where's the hair on fire energy? But then the next play, he will totally wreck the game and take it over. I thought he matured as a player. I still think, there's more maturity to come as an individual, as a leader, as a down-and-down guy, and let's not slap the other guy's helmet. Like in the Steelers game, he almost got a penalty. So he's still growing up. But boy, there's a Warren Sapp quality to his game, and he makes everything work up front for that defensive line. And number 1, I heard Howie a couple days ago call him the best right tackle in the history of pro football, and that is Lane Johnson. We've seen the numbers forever now. We're talking about over a decade. We're getting close to maybe a decade and a half he's going to play in the NFL, play for the Eagles, to where when Lane Johnson is on the field, the Eagles win. When Lane Johnson is off the field, the Eagles lose. He is that important. He has made Hall of Fame pass rushers look pedestrian. I think, and it's a theory I've come up with on the fly recently, part of the reason why so many Eagles fans aren't that interested or wouldn't be that interested in Micah Parsons and don't think he's that great. And so, well, what has he ever done against the Eagles? It's because we are clouded by the best right tackle in the sport. And maybe if Howie's right, the best right tackle in history, taking him out of games or slowing him down. That's how good he is. Micah Parsons wrecks everybody's game plan. He doesn't wreck the Eagles because they have Lane Johnson at right tackle. It's a testament to him, not really a knock on Micah. They need Lane Johnson. His health is paramount. It was paramount when he played through injury in 22 to get him to the Super Bowl. It was paramount last year when he stayed on the field and dominated all the way through the Super Bowl. Lane Johnson at number 1. My 10 most indispensable 2025 Eagles. Number 1, Lane Johnson. Number 2 is Jalen Carter. Number 3, Saquon Barkley. Number 4 is Jalen Hurts. Number 5, Jordan Mailata. Number 6, A.J. Brown. Number 7, Quinyon Mitchell. Number 8, Cooper DeJean. Number 9, Landon Dickerson. Number 10 is Zach Vaughn. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.